John Kimmel is a member of the Kodiak Amateur Radio Emergency Service, also known as CARES, and coordinates the licensing exams. According to him, the organization tries to hold the exams frequently, but wasn't able to over the past year.
We hadn't really had any for about a year during COVID.
CARES members like Kimmel operate ham radios, which are small band frequency radios that connect people all over the world. CARES members can also be called up by local emergency services to assist with communications. And they're the only group on the island that administers in-person amateur radio licensing exams for the Federal Communications Commission, a requirement for those who wish to call themselves ham radio operators. Kimmel says the group averages about 6 local examinees a year, but there isn't a typical rhyme or reason to when they decide to test.
Usually folks that are interested in getting their ham license have been in contact with one of the hams on the island, and we've been working with them a little bit, know their interest.
Kimmel doesn't currently know of any attendees slated for the August exam, but that doesn't mean that there won't be last-minute signups. Between the Coast Guard base and Kodiak's commercial fishing fleet, radio is a critical tool on Alaska's Emerald Isle, and Kimmel says that ham radio operators tend to be a diverse bunch and include men and women, young and old.
We had one young man on the island that's, I think he might be 14 by now, and he was first licensed a couple years ago, so like when he was 12.
Those interested in taking the exam need to reach out to Kimmel beforehand. CARES is also planning to hold 2 more licensing exams this year in October and December. In Kodiak, I'm Dylan Simard.